There are many benefits to adding more protein to our diets, like boosting our metabolism and energy levels. And my guest today is here to discuss the power of protein. I'm joined today by Jennifer Fabrowitz. She's a board-certified family medicine nurse practitioner practicing at Franciscan Health. This is the Franciscan Health Doc Pod. I'm Scott Webb. Jennifer, it's so nice to have you here today. We're going to talk about the power of protein and what that means. And I have to confess a couple things. One, I've been excited to have this conversation because I want to learn more about protein. I hear all the time, we should have protein. We should have protein with our breakfast. And I say, great. What is protein? What does that mean exactly? And that's the second part of this, is having you answer these questions and the all-important one for me and for listeners. What is protein?
Protein's a vital macronutrient, which is the essential nutrients that our body needs in large quantities. It's vital to almost all physiological functions and is a building block for our body's muscle, bone, skin, blood, and cartilage. Protein molecules, which are two or more atoms held together by chemical bonds, made up of amino acid linked to peptide bonds. It's a component of all cells, forming enzymes, hormones, antibodies, and provides building blocks for tissues such as your body's muscles, skin, and organs. There are 20 amino acids in the human proteins, and 9 are crucial and indispensable because they only can be obtained through a person's diet.
Yeah, and you mentioned diet there, and that's what I wanted to follow up with you. You know, what does protein do in our diets for our overall health? You know, I hear that, as I was saying there in the intro, I hear that all the time. We got to have protein. You should start your day with protein. Okay, so then what do I eat? What is protein? You know, is it bananas? Is it eggs? Is it cheese? You know, what is protein, or what in what form can I get my protein? And what does that do for me, for my overall health?
Protein can help repair the muscle growth and helps with our hormone and enzyme production. It's essential in immune system function also. If a person gets enough protein through their diet, it can help with normal glucose or sugar levels. It also helps with bone health and can actually help the body heal from injuries faster.
Yeah, so let's talk then about the power of protein. Maybe you can describe the benefits of eating more protein. Like, does it help our metabolic rates? Does it prevent type 2 diabetes, help with appetite control, and so on?
There is something called protein turnover, which is essential for organ function, body composition, and metabolic homeostasis, which is when the living organisms maintain a stable environment. So the benefits of eating more protein, kind of as I mentioned above, help normalize glucose. It helps if we get the correct amount. It can help with weight loss. Through that, it helps make us feel a little fuller, which will in turn reduce our hunger, which then helps with weight loss and helps decrease patients developing type 2 diabetes. It can help reduce any glucose spikes in our diets, slow down carbohydrate absorption, and some studies have even mentioned that it can help with blood pressure control and therefore lower the risk of stroke and heart attack. It also helps keep your muscles and bones strong.
Yeah, so lots of benefits, of course. And I mentioned earlier, like, okay, so I know I need to have protein. So how do I get that, right? When I open up the fridge or look in the pantry, whatever our foods are in our houses or apartments, whatever, what are some of the common sources of protein?
Protein-rich foods are nuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, peanuts, tree nuts, and walnuts. Fish and seafood. Some examples are salmon, tuna, shrimp, and crab. Eggs, legumes. Some example of legumes are beans, lentils, chickpeas, split peas, and dairy products, including milk, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, and then lean meat, of course. Some examples are beef, lamb, pork, and then poultry, including chicken, turkey, duck, or any other kind of birds. And then the last one's tofu. With all these being said, you need to watch for mercury levels if you're pregnant or breastfeeding in the fish, and also watch for cholesterol and carbs and fat levels if it's prepackaged food.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you know, generally speaking, it feels like protein is good for most of us, but maybe there comes a point where we could be having too much protein, or maybe there's people who need to eat more protein, whether that's athletes, nursing mothers, seniors, men, etc. So give us a sense, like, how much is enough and how much is too much?
the average healthy adult should be getting 0.8 grams per kilogram a day of protein. People who should be getting more are older adults, pregnant or lactating women, athletes doing intense training, or patients with acute or chronic illnesses, any trauma patients, burn patients, or anyone who's malnourished or who just had surgery. Obese patients trying to lose weight, also, it's recommended that they have a higher intake of protein.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that protein can make us fuller, right? And just want to know, like, does it help with energy levels? I've often felt like it does. It helps you get going in the morning, especially. What's the connection between protein and energy levels?
Protein and energy go hand in hand. Energy will be taken from your carbohydrates and fats directly, influencing how the protein's utilized in your body. So it's important that you get enough carbohydrates and fats so protein is efficiently used when your energy is taken, when your energy intake is meeting your body's needs.
How about protein drinks? Are those beneficial?
Protein drinks can be beneficial to patients who are having a hard time getting their daily protein needs through whole foods. It can help improve functional capacity, reduce overall mortality, and readmissions to the hospital. It's suggested that older or malnourished adults intake 30 grams or more per serving, taken twice daily, and or soon after an athlete exercises to help increase muscle mass. So an example is a protein drink usually contains 10 to 20 grams of protein per 100 mLs.
Yeah, so some benefits, of course. And wondering if there's any symptoms of protein deficiency. Like, is there any way for us to know we're just not getting enough protein?
The symptoms can vary from each patient, the severity and duration of it. Common symptoms include generalized weakness, edema, things like muscle wasting, impaired immune function, slow wound healing, and hypoalbuminemia. Other symptoms can include fatty liver, malabsorption, and mild diarrhea. In children, it can result in growth stunting, developmental delays, and thin, sparse, discolored hair.
Interesting. So there are some signs or symptoms, if you will, right? As we wrap up here, and it's always good to learn new stuff, and I'm glad I learned more about protein today. I'm sure listeners feel the same. Anything else just regarding protein in general, the benefits, how we get it, where to get it, when we're shopping or picking foods at home, that kind of thing?
Protein is so important for everyone's regulation of their body tissues and organs and the structure and function. They're the main building blocks for our bone, skin, muscle, and other tissues.
Yeah, lots of benefits, of course. And when it comes to shopping, preparing meals, that kind of thing, you know, consider, as we were talking earlier, like we talking about younger people, older people, athletes, nursing mothers, so on. So obviously there's a lot of factors to consider, but it seems like protein's good for everybody, right? So thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And to learn more, visit franciscanhealth.org and search diet and nutrition. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the full podcast library for additional topics of interest. This is the Franciscan Health Doc Pod. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well, and we'll talk again next time.